roll another blunt.
Yeah. Oh,
good.
Afro Man will be here in a couple of minutes, too.
You're going to black it the F out.
I was going to clean my room until I got high. I was going to get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
I can listen to this.
My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got high.
Say it.
Because I got high.
Yeah.
I was going to go to class. Before I got high.
Wait to hear this guy's story.
He's got a story?
Oh, yeah.
And I could have passed, but I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why. Yeah, because I got high.
Because I got, there's a million lyrics you could write. Robin wasn't gonna do anal, but then she got high. Something like that.
I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
You know who Afro Man is?
Aquaman?
Afro Man.
Afro Man.
He's that guy who sings a song about getting high?
Man, I don't know Afro Man.
You ever gotten in trouble for getting high?
For trouble for getting high? Yeah, I got locked up for smoking weed. I f***ed up, yo, man. I f***ed up, yo. Weed. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
It was only weed.
Going to jail for weed. All right, it's time to play first, because this is all about the new Kevin Smith movie. Here is Kevin Smith, the director of Silent Jay and Bob.
I whatever. Guess he would be the director and the writer. And
director, writer, producer to play Winfred's Money.
Hello,
look
sir,
at this.
How are
look
you?
At this.
How are you?
You must need money if you're playing Winfred's Money.
Well, I could use it. I hopefully will have a good weekend, but just in case, I'll fall back on this 10 grand.
Well, congratulations on the movie coming out.
Thank you very
what
much.
What is the box
thank
office gross going to be? Prediction.
I say opening weekend between 10 and 15. I'd be happy with that.
Oh,
10 and $15 million.
I'd be happy with that.
Where will you spend all that money?
Hopefully on a weight loss program. Tell you, the
you, got, you know what? I saw in the commercials you got very heavy.
I did. I got a little hefty.
Did you do that for the movie? Or
yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I put it
it's
on just
for the role.
It is. It is. I just kind of Brando'd out. Now I'm going to scale it.
You are the new Brando. Yeah. Go ahead. What does he get?
You know what's weird? The whole movie is laced with fat jokes about Kevin that Kevin wrote about himself.
Yeah. Well, of course. That's what I do. I make terrible jokes about my face.
I learned from you, sir, from the best.
Self-effacing humor.
Thank you very much for picking the movie. As hard as you have with the Afro Man song. It's really cool.
Yes, well, listen, you discovered Afro Man, and we're going to talk about Afro Man later in the program, okay. But you are slated to be on The Tonight Show tonight.
Tonight. That came up very suddenly. That
it
happened
came up
just
suddenly.
Yesterday.
You're kidding.
And I had a choice between skipping this and just staying in L.A. and doing that, but I said, no, I'll jump on a plane, come out and do this. As soon as I'm done with this, I fly back to do lineup because
wow.
I would not miss the opportunity
Mr.
to be
jet
in.
Setter.
Not a jet setter, just couldn't miss coming
I
in.
Think it's more important to do this show than The Tonight Show.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I know where my bread's buttered.
You know, it's so funny. I was thinking, you know, here Kevin has gained the weight and everything, and he talks about it. He's not shy about it.
Yes.
But his wife, who had a baby, is totally skinny.
Oh, well, yes.
I saw her on Entertainment Tonight or something.
Yes. Can we bring her in later?
Bring
She's
her
here.
In later because okay. I have to look at her.
She's well, you know,
fat guy made good. Fat guy made good.
Yeah. Well,
I was watching The Test last night. I actually saw that, and
yes.
they were on.
Yes.
He and his wife.
Yes.
And at the end of the show, they got into a fight.
We did.
Yeah.
What's the test?
The test is that what's her name
FX,
show?
Oh, that you did?
Yeah. Yes. He's doing anything to promote
it. I'm showing up at the opening of a drawer to promote
right.
the picture.
But he and his wife started fighting. She said something to him, and then he shot back at her, well, how about some sex?
Do you have sex with your wife, or is she just not into it?
Yeah, I get in there, lift up the gut, find it, and we do it.
You're not that fat. I mean,
no.
You're not that big. What are you weighing?
But it sounds like they're...
Probably about 280.
280?
Wow.
Jesus. How tall
that's
are you?
Pretty big. 5'10".
Oh, that's way too
you
much.
You got that yes. King of Queens. Relationship going.
Now. I do. I flat out have that.
I think it's cool if you can be a real fat guy and get
and
a real
get
hot,
a
chick.
Hot chick.
As
but
long
I
as
think
you got
the,
a hot wife, what does it matter?
What does it matter?
Does it
What's
matter?
The incentive to lose the weight?
Exactly.
What do you like
but
to
I
eat?
But I think the sex just is garbage. Going down.
This is well, I'm going down.
What do you eat? Bad food? You eat like?
And it's been a very sedentary year. I've been sitting in an editing room for the last 3 years.
And you've been outspoken about other directors and movies and all kinds of things. I saw your whole fight with Tim Burton,
which is not even really a fight.
It's not real. Planet of the Apes. You feel that he lifted the ending of the
not
movie from
all.
A comic.
I made a comment to a guy I know, Lou Luminek, works in the New York Post, and I said. did you see the movie? He said, yeah. I said, did you see the ending? He said, yeah. I said, look at this. And I showed him an image from a comic book we had done, a Jay and Silent Bob comic book. And it was the same image, Abraham Lincoln with the A-Pad on it.
Well, it's funny you say that. I mean, I've said this to Tim when he was on my show, and I liked him. He's a great guy, great director. But the movie Mars Attacks,
yes.
If you remember the end of the movie, Slim Whitman music is right. What kills the aliens. Yes. Fred and I wrote a bit when we went to NBC called Slim Whitman and the Attack of the Aliens from Mars. It's word for word.
Really?
Everything we did.
So I think we're on to something here.
I don't know. I said to Tim, I said, whoever wrote that movie, I don't know if Tim wrote it or
no,
who wrote it.
Tim didn't write it.
I said, whoever wrote it.
He didn't write Planet of the Apes.
It's a direct lift from a bit we did. I didn't sue anyone, but.
Right. And I joked about it, and then, you know, you say something to the press, and I'm like, oh, I felt ripped off, and I'm contemplating legal action, and they printed as Kevin Smith felt ripped off, and he's contemplating legal action. And then they call up Tim for a comment, and Tim just went nuts.
All right, yeah, he really went nuts.
Yeah,
what did you say?
He said, anyone that knows me knows I don't read comic books, which would explain
that's
that, man.
That's really funny.
Everyone reads comic books.
Yes. Oh,
especially
yeah.
him.
And then he said the second quote was, I would especially never read anything written by Kevin Smith.
Oh, that wasn't nice.
It wasn't nice, but I dug it. I'm going to put that on the jacket of a book one day as a review blurb.
Yeah, why not? At least he acknowledges you.
Exactly.
Okay, Joey, what's up?
Yo, Carrot. I saw Kevin Smith's movie on Friday, and it was so freaking funny.
Well, there you go.
That's very cool.
Well, that's
thank
good
you.
Word of mouth. You need the buzz.
I see the buzz.
Yeah.
I see all these movies nonstop.
Yep.
Dogma, Chasing Amy, Clerks, and Mallrats. They're all hilarious. He's a
great
movie.
Now, did you pay money or you saw it for free?
Yeah, right.
Of course I paid.
All right.
But it didn't go toward our box office because we haven't officially opened yet.
That's
so.
Right.
So go see it again, sir, on Friday. That's my father.
Any sneak preview money doesn't count.
No, it goes. Oh. The sneak preview that they did last Saturday went toward the others, the other dimension.
Oh,
plus.
Dear.
Yeah. Really? Oh, that's awful.
How are you, Robin?
Yeah.
You look nice.
Are you ready to play Winfred's mind?
I'm absolutely ready to play.
Do you think you can beat Fred?
No.
You do not?
No.
Well,
Fred's
why did
smart.
You volunteer to do this?
Yeah, who gets the money?
We thought it would be funny. Well, let me tell you what you're playing for.
Okay.
Winfred's money is brought to you by CBS.Sportsline.com. That's how we got this $10,000 prize.
10 G's?
Yeah.
That's right. You're playing for $10,000.
I have to give it to charity?
Hell no.
Really?
You keep it.
We don't make
it.
Those kind of
rules. I'm taking it.
They are the home of $1 million office pool challenge, as you know. Log on today for your chance to win $1 million guaranteed. Kevin Smith and Jay Mewes and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back opening this Friday in theaters everywhere. Fred, go put yourself in the isolation tank.
I have to move out of it then.
You move out of it.
Hi, buddy.
Kevin Smith, the director. I love celebrity Winfred's money.
I don't know if this counts.
Edition.
I'm hardly a celebrity. So.
Oh, yes, you are.
This is more like D-list Winfred's money.
For this show, it's...
Here we go.
To us, you are a celebrity.
Thank God. That's why I come back.
Fred is settling in. Fred can't hear a word we're saying. Which is good, because that makes the game fair.
He doesn't hear us.
I think he knows.
He doesn't hear you.
Wait a minute. We could have him in the room, and he wouldn't hear.
I think this is like quiz show.
I love watching it.
You think it's all rigged?
Oh, absolutely.
Fred's lost twice, so it isn't that rigged. Yeah.
Well, I think you guys are throwing it on purpose so as not to get investigated.
Hey, you know what I'm always meant to ask you? When you did that cartoon for ABC, and you got it, you know, I know you're angry about it.
Yes, not anymore. But
when you did the press junket, ABC prepared you with answers of stuff to say? Was that the story?
No.
No? All right. I have that wrong?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Let's play Winfred's money.
Well, there goes that.
That was a great.
I was
going to
say, where was that going?
I don't know. I heard that. All right. I'm going to ask you 7 questions.
Yes.
You can go back.
I love it when you lift up your glasses. I can see your eyes.
If you want to pass on some of these questions, you can.
Okay.
But that eats up more time.
Yes.
You can go back if you pass on a question.
That was important.
Right. But time does count.
Right.
Okay,
because in the event of a tie, the guy who times in fastest wins.
Is that the rule?
Yeah.
You need to be quiet.
It is for today.
I know it's
here we
right.
go. Everybody be quiet. Especially Vinny. Name the two Rosenbergs executed for treason.
Ethel and Julius.
What state did Gerald Ford represent in Congress before being promoted?
Pass.
On what day of the week was Pearl Harbor bombed?
December 7th.
What year was the bicentennial?
1976.
Haile Selassie was ousted as the ruler of what nation in 1974?
Say again?
Haile Selassie was ousted as the ruler of what nation in 1974?
Pass.
What was the nickname of the Nazi general Erwin Rommel?
Come on,
Desert Kevin. Fox.
No, that's established in 1953, NASA stands for what?
National Aeronautics Space Administration.
Okay, do you want to go back to your past yes. questions? You do. What state did Gerald Ford represent in Congress before being promoted?
California.
Okay, and highly...
Time.
All right, a minute's up.
How many was that?
Right, you did pretty good.
Yeah,
you got four right.
Those are pretty tough ones.
But it took you a minute.
I was hoping for some softballs.
Well, there was one. You should take off a second or two, because you were slow on one question.
All right, fine, I'll take a second off. I don't care. But listen, he said December 7th. What day of the week was Pearl Harbor bombed? We have the answer is Sunday.
Okay, yes.
We say day of the week.
It's not date. It's day of the week.
Yeah. Day of the week. All right, so that counts as
December 7th would not be the answer.
Oh, that's misleading. That's a trick question.
Yeah. Well, you got to listen, Kevin.
You got to listen to this.
Really?
That's, you know, as a director, you know how important listening is.
Most directors don't listen.
Not at all.
All right, wait a second, Kevin. Yes. Here's how you did. Name the two Rosenbergs executed for treason. You said it right. Julius and Ethel.
Yes.
Gerald Ford represented Michigan.
I knew that.
I'll be quiet.
I'm sure you didn't.
I did. I would have
been.
What day of the week was Pearl Harbor bombed? Is Sunday.
Right.
Okay, so you got that one. What year was the bicentennial? 1976.
Right.
Got that.
Mm-hmm.
Haile Selassie was from Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
Okay. Desert Fox, you got right. The nickname of the Nazi general, Erwin Rommel.
Nice.
Even though you thought it was wrong. And you said the NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Right.
So you did good. All right, sit down on the couch
okay.
now.
I take these off.
And we'll see how Fred does.
Fred will probably ace this.
Yeah, Fred will kick your ass. Come on out, Freddy.
Put on some headphones.
Kevin Smith is a director of the new movie.
This is the closest I've ever been to you.
Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back. Fred, this is Celebrity Win Fred's Money.
Right.
Are you nervous, Fred? Because
Absolutely.
This is a famous director.
Absolutely.
Hardly. Fred, you were listening, weren't you?
No, he can't hear a thing
in
that.
Okay.
$10,000 of Fred's money brought to you by CBS.Sportsline.com, home of the Million Dollar Office Pool Challenge. Are you ready, Fred?
Let's go for it.
Okay. Name the two Rosenbergs executed for treason.
Ethel and Julius.
What state did Gerald Ford represent in Congress before being promoted?
Michigan.
On what day of the week was Pearl Harbor bombed?
Sunday.
What year was the bicentennial?
1996.
Haile Selassie was ousted as the ruler of what nation?
Ethiopia.
What was the nickname of the Nazi general Erwin Rommel?
The Desert Fox.
Established in 1953, NASA stands for what?
National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
All right, let's stop it. You've answered all the questions. You got one wrong. You got six right in 30 seconds. Kevin Smith got four right in a minute.
Right, one. What's the one I got wrong?
The one you got wrong is the bicentennial.
Yeah, you just did the math wrong.
Oh.
1776.
1786.
1976.
Whatever. I still can't get it.
1976. You only got one wrong.
There you go.
Kevin, is he amazing or what?
He is.
He is amazing. He protected his 10,000. Thank God, because we'll never get another 10,000. Well, Kevin, you gave it a good try. You did better than I would have done.
Really?
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
He has the answers. That's why he seems so smart.
Yes.
Right.
Kevin, where is your beautiful wife? Let's look at her.
She's in the hallway. We could bring her in.
And don't you think we should meet Afro Man? I mean, you discovered him. You're
Absolutely.
The one who really deserves
it. How did he do that?
I'm going to get the whole story.
Absolutely.
So here comes two people now. This is Kevin Smith's beautiful wife.
Yes.
Which Afro proves Man. That, yes, he's married to Afro Man. And also Afro Man, who is the talk of the town.
Yes, he's all over the place. They're playing that song like mad.
Playing the song like mad. In fact, I heard that MTV is finally going to air the video.
Start airing the video. I was told they're going to air it 10 times this week, which apparently is a lot now.
What were the edits?
Being that they don't show anything.
Yeah, what were they complaining about?
Don't know. Not sure.
Hey. Oh, good. Everyone from the movie's here.
Oh, there's Jake.
Look at your wife.
She's pretty nice, isn't she?
Yeah, she's real nice. There's Jay Mewes, of course, who's in the movie, and Afro Man, who I saw in a restaurant the other night.
Was he dressed just this way?
Afro Man was dressed like that, except he wore a shirt that said Afro Man.
Oh, dear.
Afro Man, great to see you, of course. Are you thrilled with your success? You've got to be.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Fast. It's overwhelming.
Do you get high a lot? Do you smoke a lot of weed?
No, I can't no more. I got too many things to do.
You got too much going on.
It's getting in the way of your smoking weed.
Yeah, I couldn't say it. I'm a Mr. Howard Stern. So.
Tell me about this great song, Because I Got High. I mean, when did you write this? How many years ago?
What's that? 2000.
2,000
years ago?
Wow, you look good for your age.
You know, you do get high, don't you, brother? And you do have an afro, by the way.
Yeah.
A lot of brothers don't have the afro hairstyle anymore, but you've gone with it and named yourself
right.
Afro Man.
Right, because I didn't want to reflect everybody. I'm just talking about myself.
Right.
Where is Afro Man from?
Everywhere.
Africa.
Are you from, where are you from? Chicago?
I was born in L.A. I live in Mississippi now.
Oh, you live in Mississippi. Are you going to move back to L.A. now that the career is happening?
No.
No. You don't want anything to do with L.A.?
I don't want to get robbed.
Yeah. What? Tell me your history, though. You were in L.A. Your career was going nowhere.
Right.
You put out a bunch of songs.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
Right.
How long were you in the music business before you just gave it up?
Years.
Years.
Yeah, like, and then what did you do?
And did you go to record companies and play them the stuff?
Yeah, you know, but you know, if you walk up to a dude and hand him a tape, I was trying to get the Yellow Brick Road, like, hey, maybe I can slip a tape in this dude's pocket or, you know. But that wasn't working.
I meet 100 guys a day who are trying to get their record in the hands of some record company guy. And
right.
you know that most of the tapes kind of suck. A lot of guys don't have anything going on. So you kind of hand a guy a tape. I don't even think they listen.
Right.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, because see, he might like it himself, but he got to determine whether the nation or the people like it because he's not going to buy an album. He's trying to sell it.
So a big hit song like this, Because They Got High,
but wait a minute, you're telling me he got out of the music business.
Yeah, yeah.
And what did he do?
Well, wait a second, I'm going to get to that. But a big hit song like this, Because I Got High, was passed on by a lot of people. You played it for people. You played it for the so-called experts in the music industry.
You're accusing them of something.
Isn't that true?
I just wrote, Because I Got High was like the last song I wrote.
See, right. It didn't get on people's
right.
desks.
And so,
is it true?
After years of trying, after giving this your best shot.
Right.
You moved to Mississippi.
Right.
It's over.
No, it wasn't over. I was going to try a different tactic, actually.
But the tactic wasn't working.
What was
Not
the
in L.A.
Tactic?
It wasn't working. The different tactic was to get away from competition and sell to actual people.
Oh, I see.
Because in L.A. I was just selling to other rappers. I pull out my CD, homie, pull out his. You know?
Right. Everybody's in the business.
Yeah, man. So I had to get away from him and get to somebody who wanted entertainment.
So how does Kevin Smith get a hold of this and how does he end up putting it in the movie? What happened?
The people at Universal, it's no longer MCA, Universal said you got to listen to this song.
And, so he was already at a record company.
They gave it to me at Universal. They liked it. They had heard it, I guess, on the radio, or they picked up a CD in Mississippi, and they gave it to me, and I said it was a natural fit for the movie. Like,
right.
It wasn't even a question about whether we would use it.
Right. So you would manage to at least get the record on radio before Kevin Smith heard
it,
right?
Did it fly in Mississippi?
I don't know.
Don't make him pause.
He doesn't really know the story.
See, I don't understand.
Afro Man.
How did the tape... In other words, did the tape sort of circulate? How did the record company know to go to Kevin Smith with it? Where did they get the tape?
I believe word of mouth and Napster.
Right.
Napster.
So Napster is good. You're in favor of
yes,
Napster.
Yes, if it was. I am, because I couldn't say the Super Bowl is being sponsored by Afro Man, but Napster
right.
was there, and it was a way to get exposure that I couldn't pay for.
And people, it sort of was a cult favorite kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, it was.
All right. And now, how has your life changed? Do you have a record label?
Yes.
You do?
Universal T-Bone Records.
Are you angry or bitter with the record industry for making you wait so long?
No, I just had to learn how things was done. Nobody was going to tell me. I was just a dog sniffing down the road, you know? And
right.
I just had to find the right place.
And now,
so Mississippi was a good thing.
Yes, it was.
And your family, I don't know.
Nobody's ever said that.
Are your mother and father still alive?
Yeah.
They are. And your mother and father, were they supportive in your music career, or they were like, you are a pain in the ass wasting your time? But
initially, my dad, he's like a rap Nazi, you know what I'm saying?
This right. Didn't want
no,
to...
Yeah, you know, you're sagging your pants, this don't got no social redeeming value, and you know, coming from where he came from, he's right. But he didn't see opportunities and stuff I've seen today that, you know. But
so what do they think now?
Oh, he flipped his whole pancake, man. He's, yeah, he's running around. I'm Afro Man's daddy.
Yeah, I'm Afro Man's father. So now he likes the Afro Man persona.
He flipped his pancake.
All right. And your father, your mother, they're proud, this kind of thing. But is everyone now hitting you up for money? Do they think now you have $1 million because you have a hit song?
Yeah.
They are.
Who has come to him for money?
Kevin Smith.
Oh, jeez.
Well, after I, immediately when I lost to Fred, I quickly passed a note off to Afroman.
I mean, are women coming out of the woodwork saying they had a baby with you? I mean, what's going
on?
I'll tell you what's going on. I got, like these people that I met in, like, bogus rap contests and, like, you know, fake managers. They all come out the woodworks that didn't do nothing while I had to leave them and go do everything myself.
Right.
Now they want to come, you know, spike the ball after I made the touchdown.
Oh, my God.
Everybody managed you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Juice's managers, they're going to be hitting on you.
Yeah. I mean, when somebody makes a big, everyone who you ever spoke to or asked for advice is now going to come forward and say, but you don't have any contracts with anybody, do you? No.
You sure? You never signed
just
any papers?
If
he did, he was high.
Yeah.
I have no recollection. Like, right.
I don't want to say anything. You had a baby with me when you were high, and you're going to have to pay for it now.
That kid is 15 years old now.
So people are mistaken, too, when they think the money just starts rolling in. You probably haven't,
you haven't seen any money.
You haven't seen any money from Afro Man yet, have you?
No.
You know, from the Afro Man Productions, if you will.
Right.
Well, what has to happen for him to make money?
The record company has to recoup its investment.
That's not where the money's made. The money's made on tour. Am I right,
yeah,
Afro Man?
And merchandise.
No. So
does he really know the business now?
Hell no. He's learning it. Who knows? There are guys in the business don't know the business.
It's like you and Robin are essentially interviewing each other.
Yeah, right now.
Where's Afro Man?
Do people want to get high with you now?
Yeah, you know what? That was like like after when Napster, it was on Napster, and everybody had my CD, but I didn't have a dime, right?
Right, right.
So, like, people were just running up to me, hey, hey, thinking I was all paid, but, you know.
Oh, they thought you were paid then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was being made up for, like.
Do you get the best weed now that you're Afro Man and you get high?
Yeah, but I got to turn it down. That's what sucks. You know?
Right, right.
Why do you have to turn it down?
Because you've got an image.
I got things to do. I got to be at Howard Stern's show on time.
You know? Actually got responsibilities.
That's why Tommy Chung, he goes on tour now, and everybody's got to get high with Tommy Chung. And I was like 50, and he doesn't even know where he is anymore.
Yeah, he's gotten high plenty. So did you have a regular job, so to speak, all these years?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I work at the airport.
At the airport, doing what?
Were you taking bags or
loading,
something?
You know, like when you put your luggage on that little belt that goes down that little curtain.
I can't find my luggage.
I was down there in the little curtain.
Really?
You were the guy.
Refrigerators.
You were the guy that stood behind the curtain and loaded the luggage onto the...
Yeah.
You didn't even get to go on the runway.
Yeah.
I'm missing my golf clubs because he got high.
Yeah.
All that lost luggage. Now we know why.
You know why.
Now you know why.
Because he got high.
Did you give up that job?
I gave up everything. Yeah, I rolled the dice. I took a real chance.
Good.
You didn't take a leave of absence. You quit.
Quit, got fired. I'm not there.
You don't care.
Right.
You walked out.
Yeah, some of them.
How do you follow that up?
And now are you on tour? Can we see you performing?
Everything's all up in the air. You know, everybody's going to talk and try to get, you know, everything organized. But, yes, I will be out there.
All right. And now it's got to be good news not only for the movie and Kevin and Jay, but for you, the song will be on MTV, which will really catapult you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you feel that you have the image for MTV?
You Afro Man, that's you.
Hey, man.
Robin, what is that? Who are you, Connie Chung? What are you saying? So what are you going to do? Like,
this is a good turn.
Did you start getting chicks now because of your new hit song?
Nah, man.
Really?
I like the Rodney Dangerfield rap. I still don't get...
You don't get laid?
I mean, they come up to me, hey, how you doing? All that. It's cool, but you know, nah.
Oh, do you have a woman?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
What do you mean by that?
Hang on. Are you married?
Yes.
You're married?
Yeah.
That's a big mistake.
What are you
doing? Afro
Man, what are you doing?
He got
hot. So then I got married.
So what are you going to do? Oh, I know what you're going to do. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right.
Did he have kids? Is he doing the whole?
Does Afro Man have children and everything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Half of I got high.
Yeah. Lost my kids and wife. Hey.
That's it.
Lost my publisher.
So now when you go places, people are starting to recognize you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great story.
Wow, wait till the MTV thing happens.
Really?
You talk about recognition.
So there is an Afro Man Jr.
No, I saved him the embarrassment. His name is Kenny.
Oh, Kenny. Well, he should be Afro Man Jr. Well, Kevin, that was really wise of you to put this song in your movie because this will be great promotion on MTV.
It was a no-brainer. It's just great that it kind of blew up the way it did.
Now, sitting next to you is your beautiful wife,
yes,
who I saw on TV the other night. Yes. And you got her because you're a director, right?
Did I?
Now, was she always an actress?
Yeah, there it is.
No. Yeah, because she's acting in this movie.
She's in
You're damn right she is.
I've never acted before in my life, So this is a whole new experience for me.
Why are you not giving sex to Kevin as much? Is it because he's heavy? Afro Man wants to know.
And that's what they started assessing, that I get sex.
Why?
I have no idea. It's the Stern Show.
Wasn't there a fight on TV?
Yeah, on TV. Come on. Kevin said, how about some sex?
Robin watched the test and thought it was real life.
Are you still attracted? Are you still attracted to Kevin with his weight gain? You are. Absolutely. You had a baby, and yet you're skinny as a pin.
I did have a baby.
One would think Kevin had the baby.
Kevin had the baby.
Yes. Kevin's about to have the baby.
Right.
You know, it's great to get up this early in the morning and come in. Now I know why Gary Busey jumped you.
He sure did.
Yes.
I had to handle that. Let's, of course, say hi to JJ. You do a great job in the film. You really carry the film. Even Kevin says that.
Thanks.
And you can see the energy it takes.
Hell yeah.
Kevin gave you your first acting job. Without him, you probably never would have become an actor. Is that true?
Because I slept with him.
Right. And is Tom Cruise now your co-star in the new movie? Isn't that someone told me that you're going to be in a movie with Tom Cruise?
No.
That's not true?
Where are you getting your information these days?
From Robin.
Is that like a rumor?
That's awesome.
Really? You're like, hey, let's go.
Yeah.
Eric, you're on the air. Robin, where the hell did you hear that?
I read that. Maybe I'm dreaming.
Hello?
Robin, Afro Man's had it with you. Eric, go ahead.
I just realized where she was.
She's hollering.
Hey, you're
right.
He thought I was Afro. He thought I was Robin.
I thought he must be mimicking her voice.
Look at this.
Eric, you're on the air with the cast of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
And the soundtrack.
On the soundtrack. Go ahead.
No, we waited in line for 2 hours in California here and went and saw the sneak preview on Saturday. It was absolutely phenomenal. Incredibly great movie.
Awesome, thank you.
One of the best I've seen.
Excellent.
All we need is $10 to $15 million gross this weekend. Everyone's happy.
Everyone will be absolutely happy.
That's it. So let's go to Froggy. Froggy, you're on the air.
Who's Froggy?
Hey. Kevin, it's Froggy. I dropped off a package at your comic book store. Did you get it?
When did you drop it off?
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, Froggy, no offense. I'm more interested in that voice of yours.
Tough to listen to.
And the thing is, I talked to your manager in California. She said, leave it with Walter and he'll get it to
us. What manager is that?
I don't remember her name. I got it written down somewhere.
Okay. So.
All right, thanks.
What a guy.
Glenn, go ahead. You're on.
Hey, how you doing? Afro Man.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Love that song, man. I laughed and laughed and laughed like 50 times. Can you make the emphatic statement that Howard Stern was the cause of your career right now?
Oh, I don't think.
Yeah, good. Because he did. When he played it on the air, man, I'm telling you, it was a hit in like 2 days fast.
Yes.
Would you consider yourself the luckiest nigger in the country?
Oh, you see that?
No, this is why you stay in Mississippi.
Yeah, you know what? You better not go to L.A., Afro Man. I apologize for that comment, but
answer it.
But
what is the reaction of the rap community now to?
Well, because I got high?
Yeah.
Man, everybody, it's not just the rap community,
people like love it. Yeah.
It's life, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows somebody that, you know, consumes too much of their time doing whatever, and they walk with them and they're happy, they enjoy it.
Absolutely. Let's go to, it's a great song, Sick Ted.
Hey, Kevin, I caught you on Saturday. It's a fanboy's wet dream, man.
Thank you. Like it. Okay.
I got a question for Jay. At one point in the film, didn't he call you Schiller Boop?
Silent Boop?
Yeah, you called him Silent Boop, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was a reference to the Dogma thing?
Yep.
Other thing, I guess I want to thank all the Buffy fans for putting Eliza Dushku in, like, leather tights, man.
Yeah, Eliza Dushku's in the movie, and she's wearing a leather...
Got a lot of hot chicks in that movie, too. That was smart to load it up.
The wife, too.
And people say that the Chris...
Seen
it? Hey, it is? Jay, you can't say that.
Sorry, Jay. Jay finally opened his mouth. Uses the S word.
Oops.
Your performance is the best.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I meant the cameo.
Howard, you haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Howard's going to pay for it.
I've seen all the commercials, though. I mean, right. It's wall-to-wall. They're getting some money behind it.
Yeah, yeah. Dimension's really pumping it pretty
hard. All right, so that's good.
Yeah.
All right,
well, go see it.
Yeah, of course I'll go see it. Why not? I'm going to go see that. And what else do I have to do? I mean, otherwise I'll be sitting there picking my nose. Of course I'll go see it. I mean, just that I know you, I would go see it.
Well, have you seen everything we've done?
No.
No.
No, I haven't seen
have.
It.
It's not given.
Robin has, and Gary has.
I will definitely be there for this.
Thank you, Robin.
And I'm gonna buy the Afro Man record.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
Or the James Albop soundtrack.
Or the, that's right.
The soundtrack.
In stores now.
See Kevin Smith. and Jay Muse and Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, and of course on the soundtrack is Afro Man. I've even been doing songs. I started writing a song about myself.
Afro Man, you have inspired him.
You want to hear it? All right, I have three different versions I'm working on.
Right.
One is about me, one is about Ted Kennedy, and one is about Jackie the Joke Man Martin.
Let me, Afro Man, how long did it take you to write Then I Got High?
Well, as soon as I realized my problems, I just wrote it right down.
Is that right? Just
all at once.
Okay.
It's brilliant.
And maybe that'll be the same for you, Howard. It'll just flow.
So in other words, it just flowed.
Yeah. All right. Howard.
Yes.
You know the song was really written?
What do you mean?
I'm sure he knows the story.
Do you remember that?
What do you mean you're supposed to clean your room?
Isn't it true? He was going to clean his room one night.
Clean my room, man.
And then he like got high because a friend came over to bring pot, and he totally forgot to do it. And then he was about to go to sleep. He was like, you know what? I'll write a song about this.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. What room would he have to clean? You're a married man.
Yeah, but my wife left me, remember?
Oh, I didn't know.
Because he got high.
Yeah, you left. That's true?
Yeah. It wasn't a song, it was a letter.
Well, my wife's gone, too, so that's what I kind of wrote about. The song inspired me. All right, I'll do a verse for you. You tell me what you think.
Can I introduce you?
Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Howard Stern covering Afro Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm digging it. Gotta let the whole thing kind of... Right, the first one's about me, the next one's about Ted Kennedy, and then Jackie the Joke Man, Martling. Something like this. I was married for 21 years, but it went awry. When I see my bank account, I wanna cry. My money's cut in half, and I know why. Cause I'm a guy, cause I'm a guy, cause I'm a guy. All right. Era, I'm a Ted Kennedy, and I drink and drive.
Yeah.
You like that? I was trying to teach Mary Jo Kopechne to scuba dive.
Oh, I don't believe that.
I was gonna run for president, but the bitch died. Cause I drink and drive, I drink and drive, I drink and drive. All right, listen to this one. Try this one out. I was Jackie the Joke Man, but then I got high.
Oh, this is true.
I had five houses and lots of dough, but then I got high.
Yeah.
Governor's Comedy Club is empty, and you know why.
Why, man?
Because I'm a greedy guy. I'm a greedy guy. I'm a greedy guy. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
You see, it's so much funny.
It works in so many ways.
I mean, it's so much fun to write to this song.
Yeah.
It makes you think you can do something.
Well. Did you ever think you'd write an anthem?
Oh, this is a big song. Yeah. I predict it's going
to
get bigger.
This is the one I gave up on. Like, I used to always try to make songs for the radio.
Right.
This is the one saying, I ain't going to never be on the radio. I ain't going to never have no fans. I'm going to write one song for me. And
oh, man.
Isn't it weird like that?
Too. Yeah.
I've heard guys like in Led Zeppelin say that. That they, you know, they talk about, oh, they put out this song, that one. And the one they write in 3 seconds and it's a throwaway becomes the big hit.
Mm. That they don't think is any good at all.
A lot of pressure now to write another one, huh?
No.
Really?
Is it going to sound the same like this one?
No.
A lot of people same thing.
Listen, August 28th, yes. Man, go get the album, listen to it. This is just a sausage on the toothpick, man.
Whatever.
My money's on you.
My money's on the toothpick.
Hey, Kevin Smith, Jay Muse, Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. Jay, good luck in your co-starring role with Tom Cruise.
Maybe this will make it happen.
Yeah.
He got a good song, man.
Do you?
Yeah, where's my song? Let me play my song.
Oh, you on the soundtrack?
You on the soundtrack?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you don't can't play it on the radio without...
Oh, is it dirty?
Oh, it needs bleeping.
Because you make everything dirty. You're a foul mouth.
Dirty.
Yeah, you're a dirty dog. Where are you living? You still living in Jersey?
No.
Where you live?
Well, I'm staying in L.A. right now.
Really? Look at you, all Hollywood.
You really going show business?
Maybe he lives with
you. You know what? He did go show. Did you fix your teeth? Let me see. Give me a smile. Look at you. What'd you do? Did you fix your teeth?
No.
Oh, Jesus. Look at that.
I want the picture up there in the green room next to
Dude. Are you going to cut your hair next?
No.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do. Yeah,
are those extensions?
Yeah.
I knew
it. You're taking acting lessons. What are you up to?
What happened? Whose teeth are those? Did you fix your teeth? Tell the truth.
This guy.
How did he do? You did. You fixed your teeth.
You know, he's embarrassed now.
You're Hollywood.
But you were so not Hollywood. Kevin, did you say, what are you fixing your teeth for?
No, we fixed his teeth.
Oh, you did? Why?
Kevin did. They were kind of a mess.
But he's Jay.
Yeah, but, you know.
He's supposed to be a mess.
Want a presentable smile.
Supposed to be smoking dope and, you know.
You don't have time to fix your teeth when you get high.
Smoke up anymore.
Afro Man gets high, trust me. Afro Man's high right now.
Afro Man ain't going to get his teeth fixed, though.
Right, don't get your teeth fixed, Afro Man. Well, let me tell you something. It's very exciting. It's very positive today.
Yes.
Something beautiful is happening.
Which is?
Your wife.
Yes.
And I wish you luck with the movie. You know I do.
Thank you. I brought you a bag of comic books as well.
Oh, you did? Oh, well.
DC. I'm writing Green Arrow over at DC Comics.
Is that right?
Are you really?
Yes, yes. And I know I sense stuff and you never get it, so I figure I'd just bring it when I
can. I will read every one of
those.
I
have a big old bag for it right here.
Because I have the mind of a three-year-old.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I love comic books so much. Are you excited about the new Spider-Man movie?
Absolutely. Did you see the trailer?
Yes, it looked good.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
So you're happy about that?
Very, very much. So those shots of him swinging, just genius.
Yeah, and I always hoped that they'd use your script for the new Superman, but that never
happened. Never happened.
What the hell. Anyway, Afro Man, thanks for coming in. I wish you a lot of luck, and we'll be back right after these words.
Smoking weed, drinking beers. Time to kick back, take some beers, and smoke some weed.